the number of dead and wounded began to multiply. Relations with America went from bad to worse. Even at home, the shadows of war grew darker with every passing day. Those were dark years, 1937, 1938. But living the easy life of an officer in Xinjiang, you almost wanted to ask, war, what war? We'd go out drinking and carousing every night, and we'd visit the cafes where the white Russian girls were. Then, one day, late in April 1938, a senior officer of the general staff called me in and introduced me to a fellow in mufti named Yamamoto. He wore his hair short and had a mustache. He was not a very tall man. I'd say he was in his mid-30s. He had a scar on the back of his neck that looked as if it might have been made by a blade of some kind. The officer said to me, "Mr. Yamamoto is a civilian. He's been hired by the army to investigate the life and customs of the Mongolians who live in Manchukuo. He will next be going to the Hulunbuir steppe near the Outer Mongolian border, and we are going to supply him with an armed escort. You will be a member of that detachment." I didn't believe a thing he was telling me. This Yamamoto fellow might have been wearing civilian clothes, but anybody could tell at a glance that he was a professional soldier. The look in his eyes, the way he spoke, his posture, it was obvious. I figured he was a high-ranking officer, or had something to do with intelligence, and was on a mission that required him to conceal his military identity. There was something ominous about the whole thing. Three of us were assigned to accompany Yamamoto, too few for an effective armed escort, though a larger group would have attracted the attention of the Outer Mongolian troops deployed along the border. One might have chosen to view this as a case of entrusting a sensitive mission to a few hand-picked men, but the truth was far from that. I was the only officer, and I had zero battlefield experience. The only one we could count on for fighting power was a sergeant by the name of Hamano. I knew him well as a soldier who had been assigned to assist the general staff. He was a tough fellow who had worked his way up through the ranks to become a non-commissioned officer, and he had distinguished himself in battle in China. He was big and fearless, and I was sure we could count on him in a pinch. Why they had also included Corporal Honda in our party, I had no idea. Like me, he had just arrived from home, and of course he had no battle experience. He was a gentle, quiet soul, who looked as if he would be no help at all in a fight. What's more, he belonged to the 7th Division, which meant that the general staff had gone out of their way to have him sent over to us specifically for this assignment. That's how valuable a soldier he was. Though not until much later did the reason for this become clear. I was chosen to be the commanding officer of the escort because my primary responsibility was the topography of the western border of Manchukuo in the area of the Khalkha River. My job was to make sure that our maps of the district were as complete as possible. I'd even been over the area several times in a plane. My presence was meant to help the mission go smoothly. My second assignment was to gather more detailed topographical information on the district and so increase the accuracy of our maps. Two birds with one stone, as it were. To be quite honest, the maps we had in those days of the Hulunbuir steppe border region with Outer Mongolia were crude things, hardly an improvement over the old Manchu dynasty maps. The Kwantung Army had undertaken several surveys following the establishment of Manchukuo. They wanted to make more accurate maps, but the area they had to cover was huge, and western Manchuria is just an endless desert. National borders don't mean very much in such a vast wilderness. The Mongolian nomads had lived there for thousands of years without the need, or even the concept, of borders. The political situation had also delayed the making of more accurate maps, which is to say that if we had gone ahead and unilaterally made an official map showing our idea of the border, It could have caused a full-scale international incident. Both the Soviet